Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Do you realize every time I pronounce this one new man, there's something new that is coming on planet Earth? It's going to be such an explosion of God's Spirit. Everything you've ever wanted, everything you read in the Bible, it's going to be normal. Why? Because heaven is drawing closer to earth, and you have one more time, but you've got to get free. And I don't know anyone better to teach on how to be free is Kathy Walters. I have her on the telephone from her home in Macon, Georgia. And Kathy, just before we got on the air, you just said, well, Sidney, let me tell you what's going on in the streets in Atlanta, this church that we're affiliated with. And we've mentored a lot of young kids. Tell me about this young man at the football game.
Well, they just sent me a report a few weeks ago, and some of the young girls, I think they're only 15 or 16, they went out to preach to the crowds at the football, after the football match, you know, and the kids just falling out in the spirit everywhere and repenting. And then one of them took her 11-year-old brother, who started prophesying over them, and the next minute there's a line of about 35, 40 people. You know, these big football people, and you know how rough they can be at those football games. This big line of people waiting to get prophesied over by this 11-year-old. So they've had all kinds of neat things happen.
When they go out in the streets, have they ever prayed for dead people?
There was a couple of people that had been prayed for this year. I thought, well, there was a baby that was raised from the dead.
But, imagine what it would have been like. Kathy, you know what's going on now. What if you had been 4 or 5 and had entered into the Spirit? Actually, it probably would have been easier for you.
Yeah. You wouldn't have to unlearn all the religion, would you?
Wouldn't it be wonderful to get to run out to Israel and get about 15 Sabras? Those are native-born Israelis, or 12. 12's a good number. Get 12 native-born Israelis that know nothing about Jesus, nothing about the New Testament. Get them born again and just impart to them what you already know, and let them start that way. No unbelief, no religious spirits.
Yeah.
I mean, that's actually what Jesus started with, someone that knew nothing and had nothing to offer, and they totally yielded to God. In fact, you talk about this in your books, in when you speak, and you talk about how we should really be resting in the Lord, not into stress and striving, and if it's either all us or all God. Explain that.
Well, most people, you know, they've been raised in church. Religious spirits always impart striving to people. People always end up striving and trying to kind of work for God, you know. But it's not trying and striving. It's yielding to the anointing, and the Holy Spirit wants to work through people more than you want it, you know, because He's interested in having a vessel. So that which comes out of your yielding and your striving, much more will happen if it's coming out of your yieldedness to the anointing. He that is entered into his rest has what? Ceased from his own works. That's good works, bad works, indifferent works, because God's not interested in our works, and he doesn't anoint our works. He anoints his works. And the glory of God never comes on what we do. It comes on what he does. So if you see striving or trying or legalism, anything like that, you will never see the glory of God.
And you know, you provoke me to jealousy with a number of experiences that you've had. Now, I've actually seen with my eyes an angel once, but you see angels quite often, and many of the people you teach and pray for. But you've actually gone to heaven. Tell me about your experience in heaven.
Well, I've had lots of visions and kind of short visitations, but I had two what I call main ones. One time I was lifted up into heaven every day for 7 days, and another time I was lifted up into heaven every day for 3.5 weeks. And the first visitation I had, I was lifted up into heaven every day between 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'd be in heaven. and it was like an unfolding thing. But I saw how it's really, you know, it's kind of hard to describe these things, but I saw how there are so many thousands and thousands of Christians that are busy kind of working for Jesus, but not many had a very intimate, close relationship, which was what he was seeking. In other words, their relationship came from what they were doing rather than just being with him. I saw lots of people that I know, that I even ministered with, that were actually quite far away, but they wouldn't have realized that. They weren't really even hearing properly like they thought they were hearing, because they were busy with their doing their stuff, you know, for the kingdom. And really, see, God has called us first to enjoy him. Is that right? God, our first calling is to enjoy God.
I'll never forget what the Messiah said. You have to be like a little child to enter the kingdom. And we forget what it's like to be a child.
Yeah, we become workers for God, and he's not interested. He's interested in his sons and daughters. He doesn't want us working for him. So our first calling is to enjoy God. That's why he first called us. I tell people, don't minister unless you're enjoying God, because you're just going to pass on your religion and nobody's interested. So, and it was really about that. It was like really leaving the works thing and just fellowshipping and letting him love you, because then you can be spirit-led, then you can yield to the anointing, and much more will happen in 10 minutes than all of your 100 years of trying to work for God. That's that old religious thing that's come. You know, we're working for Jesus, and he's not looking for that.
Well, you state that striving is the major religious spirit in America.
Yeah, it is. Because religious spirits promote striving. Just think of this, okay? Next Sunday morning, I wonder how many churches in your area or my area are going to be bringing some kind of message, trying to get people to do something to change the old man. And Jesus didn't even come to do that. He crucified the old man because it's not changeable and it's not improvable and it's not brush-upable. So he crucified it so that by faith we can walk in the new man who's already created in righteousness and holiness. You know, people sing that song still, "Create in me a clean heart." And I say, why are you singing that? You can sing that if you're not saved, but he already gave you a new heart and a new spirit he already put within you. That's why you're here. And so, you see, we get dragged back into the old covenant. That's what religious spirits do. It takes people out of the new covenant where they're supposed to be living in the glory of God and drags them back into where it's us trying to do all this stuff. And it doesn't work. It never works. You'll never see the glory of God in it.
Tell me one experience that you had in heaven that will help us.
The second visitation I had, I was lifted up into heaven every day, 3.5 weeks, okay. But this one particular day, I was in heaven, and I was in a room. It was like I saw this beautiful young girl, and it was me, but it wasn't me, it was everybody. It was the betrothed. And there were three angels in the room, and Jesus walked in. And the angels turned to her, and they began to sing that song, "Isn't He Beautiful?" And so she looked at him because he was so breathtaking and just so amazing. What can you say? You know, he was just so overwhelming, actually. And so she began to sing too. "Isn't he beautiful? Beautiful, isn't he?" And he walked right over to her and he looked right at her and he said, "Yes, you are beautiful. Beautiful, yes, you are." And when I saw his face as he looked at her, he was so indescribably, overwhelmingly in love with her that I tell people, if you saw his face like that, you would never worry about anything ever again, because he thinks you're the best thing that ever happened in creation, in all of creation, and you are, because you're his creation. And you're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And so the way, I don't know how to describe it anymore, you know, the way he looked and responded was just so amazing. It was absolutely nothing to do with any religious system that we have. So I think these things that have come around have really to take people out of their new covenant revelation and their new covenant relationship.
You said to me, if you could see his face,
yeah,
you would never strive or struggle again.
Yeah.
Why?
Because all thoughts of trying to qualify for anything or trying to earn anything, which is in the church, is totally gone. You just save because the love of Jesus for the betrothed is so overwhelming and it's so all-encompassing. There isn't anything left in the way of trying, or it's all him. I mean, salvation is all totally him from beginning to end, isn't it? He that begun a good work in you, he's going to perform it. He's going to present you faultless with exceeding joy. You're his trophy. He's going to say, look, Dad, look what I got. And he's going to get all the glory because he did all the work.
So doctors say stress is one of the biggest health problems today. All we need to do is look in the eyes of Jesus and recognize it's finished.
Yeah, and so stop trying to qualify and receive all of your inheritance.
I tell you what, we're out of time today, but on tomorrow's broadcast, I'm going to turn Kathy loose to minister to you. We're making three of her books available, must reading in your mentoring. Number one, it's called, the first book is The Visitation from her 3 weeks in heaven. And she says this is a normal experience for everyone. And many people, when they hear her teaching or they read the book, they open themselves up to these visitations. The second is Living in the Supernatural, which is normal, and most people aren't normal, unfortunately, practical instructions. And the third is The Spirit of False Judgment, and that's how to recognize religious spirits. All three books available for a donation of $20. Order Kathy Walter's books. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.